detenida en 1980 en el caso Kawasu. Voy a poner del otro lado.
So this is, she's sort of like a symbolic thing for the hair. This is a little 12 years old. She's Apollonia. They have good pictures of her and everything, and she was taken into prison in from Kawasu. Those are her
detalles.
Sí, en realidad acá está dicho lo que la policía. Ocurre que eran los campesinos que venían a reclamar tierras a Asunción y toman por asalto un ómnibus. La policía y los militares la interceptan, entonces ellos corren del ómnibus, bajan del ómnibus y corren. La policía detrás. Ella cae herida porque acompañaba a sus padres. Y la policía, al caer herida, la traen a Asunción. Y la acusan de guerrillera, deportación ilegal de armas, de intento de homicidio.
Dios mío.
Y tiene un proceso, un proceso judicial. Ella con 12 años es inimputable. Es un menor, no puede ser procesado. Sin embargo, le procesan y está un año en la cárcel de mujeres. Fue sentenciada a pasar un año en la cárcel de mujeres de Buen Pastor.
So this young girl, see, she came from the convo on the bus, and because they were her parents or her father with her parents with her father, and they were going to come and make some kind of complaint about land. So you know, who gets the land or there's something. So they're coming on the bus, and as often happens, you know, the police or the army, they kind of invade the bus to grab them away, and they went. So she fled the bus with her father and was shot. So they brought her in and stood her trial for being a quote unquote being a guerrilla, for portation of arms, etc. So she's a minor. She's 12 years old. She's not supposed to be somebody who can go on trial at that age. So they tried her, and she was spent a couple of years in the women's prison.
Sí, pero salió de la policía para venir a proceso judicial.
Yeah, so it's just liberty from the police. Yeah.
Bueno, seguimos avanzando. Acá los jóvenes procesan las solicitudes de las víctimas o sus familiares a fin de la habeas data, a fin de poder acceder a la reparación económica que el Estado tiene que la obligación de darlo por ley.
Okay, so this is where some of the, like the children of the people who were tortured, etc., come in and give their information so that they can get their indemnization.
Y esta es la sala de trabajo. Sí, adelante, adelante.
This is the workspace.
Bueno, esta es la sala de trabajo en donde podemos observar cómo se descubrieron los archivos, cómo se encontraron de esta manera. Esta es la foto del 22 de diciembre del 92. ¿Qué pasó acá? Cuando la gente escuchaba de que se descubrieron estos archivos, empezaron a ir hacia el lugar, entonces se formó una cadena humana para trasladar los documentos. Sí, Martín Almada y la esposa.
So when people started to hear that they had discovered the archives of terror, the people just of themselves came to see what was going on, and they used them to form a human file to pass the files down the line
chain
into where they're going to transport them back.
A human chain to get the files. Right in the middle there,
right.
Y los documentos están en los anaqueles de manera tal de protegerlos del polvo y la humedad, porque la documentación ya está totalmente microfilmada y digitalizada, lo que permite en algún momento sentarse a la computadora y ver la documentación, digamos, en pantalla y ya no acceder a los originales.
Okay, so the archives and the papers are behind these metal things in climate control. But they've all been micropartitioned, digitalized, and so you can sit down on the computer and look at everything, and you don't have to look at the original anymore.
Lo que ustedes tienen acá son los famosos libros prohibidos, aquellos libros que que estaban en las bibliotecas y que eran secuestradas por la policía en el momento del allanamiento.
Ah.
En este momento estamos en un proceso de ordenación de los mismos.
Okay, these were the books that were like kidnapped or hidden away.
They were forbidden.
Yeah,
books.
These were the forbidden books.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
the confiscated.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. Like problems of communism is one that's in there.
Yeah, and now they're in the they're sort of still being organized.
Estamos tratando. Lo que pasa es que siempre hay que estar ordenando porque los chicos vienen, sacan, miran, leen, entonces.
Because nowadays you have to keep reading, just like anyone, you have to keep reorganizing. Because the kids who come through and keep looking at it, they take them out and look at the page through it. They put them, so you have to.
Entonces es un constante ordenamiento. Acá tenemos esta serie de libros. Fueron también en un proceso, en un allanamiento, se trajeron, en un proceso judicial, se trajo del Departamento de Documentación de la Policía.
Okay, so these books, this series of books are from, what's an allanamiento?
Del Departamento de Policía, el Departamento de Policía, el Centro de Documentación de la Policía.
The documentation from the police department. There were,
ahora, el Centro de Documentación de la Policía tiene un espacio muy grande que va de calle a calle. Cuando se hizo el allanamiento, se trajo solamente esto, porque contenían las informaciones que se requerían. Sin embargo, hasta ahora eso está funcionando, hasta ahora están recibiendo papeles y también ellos brindan información a las víctimas. En el caso que las víctimas vayan, acá no tienen, van allá, entonces también la policía les ayuda facilitándole copia de la documentación para el acceso a la indemnización.
¿Y dónde es ese?
En el centro.
En el centro.
En el centro, sí.
There's still a lot of these books back at the police station. She said that the police archives went from one street to the other. They only brought this much, but if a victim comes here and can't find what they're looking for, the police do allow them to look at the archives there for the purposes of compensation.
And the archives are limited to the years of Stroessner's.
La pregunta es, ¿los archivos, etcétera, están solamente en los años de Stroessner?
Acá sí.
Ajá.
No, tenemos un sector muy pequeño que le llamamos preestronista.
Preestronista.
Y, sí. Y que es el más antiguo, el expediente más antiguo es del 27.
Okay, so they do have, for the most part, they have a small section from the pre-Stroessner era.
Pero es muy pequeño, es muy pequeño.
¿Y después de Stroessner?
No, después de Stroessner ya no hubo allanamiento, porque lo que nosotros tenemos acá son todos los documentos que llegaron fruto de procedimientos judiciales.
Uh-huh.
Ahora, si otras personas obtuvieron documentos o si están en algún lugar, yo estoy convencida de que siguen estando en las dependencias.
Uh-huh.
Por ejemplo, el Poder Judicial tiene su archivo de expedientes. Entonces nosotros empezamos a microfilmar y digitalizar todos aquellos expedientes por hechos violatorios de derechos humanos de manera tal de tener una copia acá. Pero los que están activos, los digamos lo que, por ejemplo, el caso de Montanaro de ahora, todavía no nos pueden facilitar.
Sí.
Pero sí lo estamos haciendo un seguimiento.
Ajá.
Y habrán otros en el archivo de los tribunales, ¿verdad? Aquellos famosos procesos de habeas corpus de la época de la dictadura, en donde siempre estaba denegado, las habeas corpus, que era un derecho constitucional, también están los expedientes en el archivo. O sea que en algún momento eso deberá reunirse y ser incorporado a esto. Bueno, acá en la mesa ustedes tienen algunos documentos que hacen referencia a la operación Cóndor, que es esta es la entrega, el vuelo de la muerte.
Okay, so these were some of the documents from actual Plan Cóndor incidents. This was
esta es la invitación a la primera reunión de trabajo.
Ah, es la famosa.
Sí.
Okay, this is the one and only copy in the world, as I understand it, of the invitation to so Pinochet's second, whatever his name is, commander, because invited all the different countries that they wanted to join in the Condor plan, and one copy of the original invitation and then the agenda of what they were going to cover exists. And so here's a copy of the invitation to the different country to come and join Plan Condor. Yeah. From Colonel Contreras requests Ms. General Brites the honor of his presence, and we ask him to solo escriba ser acompañar por algunos asesores. And just come with a few counselors. Yeah. The other, we're waiting that this reunion can be at the base of an election, excellent coordination and better action in benefit of the national security of our respective countries.
Y acá está el organigrama de cómo lo funciona.
And this was their plan, their diagram of how the Plan Condor was going to how they thought it was would be working. And so this would be like the hierarchy. You know, there'd be a central director and that person's secretary and the different party, the different offices, the security.
Apart from the NATO's,
it's like information.
Outside specific government, this would be like a...
Plan Condor was extra official by the military dictatorships to coordinate their information and the sharing and all, but the thing of it is, what they would the second step of it would be to share grabbing the person from another country and getting the intelligence from them and maybe killing them in another country. So it'd be basically a web.
I'll kill one for you and you kill one for me.
A web, a coordinated web.
Las fotos, los álbumes de fotos preparados por la policía. Acá tienen ustedes el caso Somoza.
Oh, this is Somoza's case. Okay.
Fotos tomadas por la misma policía.
Oh,
y la muerte de Hugo Alfredo Irursum, el cuerpo de él aún está no se sabe dónde está enterrado. Que fue miembro del comando.
El alto pelirrojo, eso. Yeah. Sí.
La policía decía de que él murió en el enfrentamiento, sin embargo, después se encontró un informe que decía que murió durante su interrogatorio en el Departamento de Investigaciones.
Okay.
Ah, porque este libro dice que se murió en el enfrentamiento, esta muerte de Somoza.
Sí, la muerte de Somoza. La policía siempre dijo eso.
Pero
hay un informe en donde dice que él muere durante el interrogatorio en el Departamento de Investigación.
Yo nunca he oído eso.
En el libro que está, dice que lo sospechaba el jefe del gobierno.
Porque él fue el único que se murió en esta.
Sí.
Y después Alejandro Mella Latorre, que estuvo hasta el 89 detenido. Con la apertura, Alejandro Mella Latorre, que era el fotógrafo del comando, salió en libertad después de la apertura. Democrática.
Y esto era la casa de los.
Esta es la casa de Somoza.
De Somoza, donde salió de.
Salió de allí, el auto quedó así.
El auto con la bazooka.
Sí, con la bazooka, esta es la bazooka que no explotó.
Ah.
Esta es parte de la cabeza del chofer.
Y en el auto con ellos había un asesor económico de Estados Unidos.
No sé, no sé.
Como entiendo yo, había tres personas en el auto con Somoza. Somoza, el chofer y una tercera persona y todo.
Y en aquella foto ustedes pueden ver cómo la policía siempre tenía la costumbre de fotografiar luego de una sesión de tortura. Y ustedes ven el rostro de la mujer con la boca hinchada.
Yeah, so they had the custom of photographing their people after the torture session. So you can see her big fat lips after she's been tortured. Y los ojos de la mujer también que...
Exacto. Y este es el libro de entrada. Ustedes pueden ver acá el caso Mario Scherprono, que siempre se dijo que él murió en el enfrentamiento. Está subrayado y el registro de salida está completado con una letra, una tinta diferente.
So yeah, this is the archive, the police records have been written in by hand, and this is a famous case, and you can see that he's underlined. And then later on, it goes somebody else's handwriting and somebody else's penmanship, you know, a different pen. I can't read upside down. I don't know what it
says. It says April 6, 1976, so the date was
put in.
There's a date over there and a date. Entrada y salida.
Right.
Yes.
And, yeah. Come in, go
inclusive
out.
Está la hora que entró, seguramente.
Nicaragua, he had to go to exile. His friend Stroessner invited him to come and stay here, and
that
he stayed here for
a
little bit less than a year, like 9 months or something. And then, but some guerrilla group basically
Martine was very
thought that
in
decided to kill him because. Justice. So they. I have a book if you'd like to read it.
This is Somoza being killed by
the car is
the
where the car is Somoza. So there's a place on España, a street that we went through, back from the airport, where this famous assassination took place. This is so in the morning he came out of his he and his chauffeur and his U.S. advisor were driving out of the house into the street and the Argentine guerrilla group planning on how to do this. They bazooka'd him and they all died and this was the car went down. And this is a famous incident in Paraguay where the whole country was locked down within 1 hour. Across the borders, couldn't come back in. There were police everybody. They were going in everybody's houses and grabbing people. It was
punishing people for this having happened.
I don't know if they were punishing. They were looking for. It was basically a big
person.
This is one of the Argentinian guerrillas,
who was
captured, who didn't get it out of the country. The rest of them made it out of the country, after a little while. And of course, something went wrong with their plans. He was grabbed by the police, and they always said that he died when the police grabbed him, like he ran away, they shot him back or something. But they have his, records from him. They have his records of being in the police station and his being interrogated, and his body, they don't know where the body is now because he can't go, but the pictures of his body that they found, or the people who saw the body at the time, he looked like he had been tortured in an interrogation session, so there's uncertainty about what happened to this man. He stood out a little bit, so he would have, because he was tall and redheaded, he didn't look like a Paraguayan, so he couldn't get out of the country as easily.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember his name, but...
But he's probably dead in these pictures, right?
He looks dead to me.
Is he? He's laying on the ground there, right?
Yeah.
Because each piece, and this is the Formosa man?
No. She just explained everything to me.
Don't fight. It's fine.
He's Argentinian.
Okay. And he's killed.
This was Somoza's car.
Anastasio Somoza.
Was killed here.
Okay. This is deathbed, huh?
By Bolivians.
No, not Bolivians. Argentines.
So they all seem to be part of organizations.
Yeah. Comité Juvenil.
And then here it says... The Youth Communist Party, it says.
Camarada Johnny. Comrade Johnny. Camarada.
I wonder if they just made these names up. Because some of them weren't communists.
I know.
So they just, put a comrade whatever.
Most
of them.
Does it matter? They don't like you.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. They probably just made up these.
He's the recruiter, supposedly.
And these are...
Juan Zamudio de Soler. Oh.
Like they're doing today with the word terrorist.
And there's that young... She looks so frightened.
Stuff of the U.S. in any of this stuff like this.
The U.S. wasn't in Plan Condor per se.
I know, per se.
But
is there any even mention? Is there any even hint of?
Lancaster was a really xenophobic land. That, I mean, there was this whole swing to the right, nationalist swing, that they didn't want to have anything to do with outside power. I mean, Pinochet was really kind of a xenophobic nationalist in that way. I mean, I'm completely convinced that this all would have happened whether the U.S. existed or not, because of class divisions within Chilean society.
I think that's, at least that's what they seem to say, that it was an idea that came up from Pinochet and with the Latin Americans himself, but the CIA basically knew about it.
My attitude is that the U.S. only made it worse. Only made it worse.
Yeah.
Particularly with the Letelier assassination in D.C.
So they knew and they sort of gave tacit not exposing them or doing anything
about it. Well, and the whole, it's like even Clinton could have like released all of the documents indicating Pinochet's implication in the assassination of Letelier in D.C. and Clinton refused to because of state security, national security doctrine. And so the U.S. could have taken a stand for human rights, for human decency.
Has that since been released?
No. No, the U.S. had all the documents to put Pinochet to Pinochet away. And
that's what they were asking for.
It would implicate Kissinger too.
It would put Kissinger.
But more than Kissinger, but Kissinger is sort of like the emblematic one of that.
Yeah, definitely. It would have his involvement in Chile.
But so this is all happening in 1975 and 1976, and Carter becomes president in 1976 with the human rights.
We were just reading to it in that case, but Clinton was specifically asked.
We have here a register of our visits, and it's good, you know, if we could
sign it. Just like a register.
Okay.
One group that signed names.
Yes, the older Tacho was killed by a poet. Because I saw the
¿Quién tiene la letra
más
linda?
Letra bonita.
¿Quién tiene la letra bonita?
Ella acordó la cara.
¿Cómo?
No, la letra igual más de que sea legible.
And then there was one brother
que
died of a heart attack in the 60s.
Oh, yeah, he ate himself.
Well,
sorry.
He was the moderate. But you know, the older Somoza went to some little business school in Philadelphia that I used to walk by every day on the way to school.
Oh, really? So
and
you have
to spoke English really well. They have
a sort of a museum.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weird.